I've been practicing, Wes. I've been practicing. 102.3 XLC. Wes and Leah. Gurney's Got It continues here. I mean, this is going to be terrible. Bushido Kaioki?
Bushido Kyokai.
Kyokai. Kyokai.
Bushido.
Bushido Kyokai. Bushido Kyokai. Got it. Nailed
she
it.
She couldn't even say Taekwondo an hour ago. I didn't tell her how to say that. I was like, she's up there going, Taekwondo.
I was like, why can't I say Taekwondo? I could not even. And is that what you guys do there?
No, we do different martial arts style. It's Bushido basically roughly translated means the way or path of the warrior. It's what the samurai used to do.
Okay.
Yeah, roughly translated up through the 15th and 16th century.
For the first time, Kirk is your name, and you are, what do you do there?
I'm one of the members of the board. I'm also a student there. I've been there for about almost 7 months now.
Okay, all right, nice. How long has Bushido Kyokai?
You might just have to help her
every
time.
Yeah, I think you're going to just have to say it every time, because I'm just going to butcher it. Kyokai.
You can translate it Bushido. Bushido Kyokai is just translation for Bushido Association.
Okay.
Might be easier.
Bushido Association.
Yes.
All right.
Bushido Kyokai, a Japanese term for it.
And you are?
Sensei Sanada.
Sensei Sanada?
Yes.
And you, what do you do there?
He's the sensei. He's the boss.
Pretty much just.
Yeah, he just looked at me like, how dare you even ask what I do?
No, do the job that others they don't do is teach and.
Okay.
I know it's different when I break it down for you. You've seen The Karate Kid, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Miyagi was a sensei. He was the boss.
Yeah.
There. The boss.
The boss. He's the boss.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's how we can relate.
Okay. Yeah. How long have you guys been located in Gurney?
So we've been in Lake County since December of 2016. Then we moved to our location in Gurney January 2020. And that was 3 months before the lockdown.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And how have you been doing
it
since?
It was an awesome start.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it was a rough start like anybody else.
Right.
But since we've been established since 2016, we were able to bring some of our students to our location. We're about 20 students. And during the lockdown, we maintained online as we used to do. We used to do online before that.
Oh, you were ready.
We were ready for that. But it was hard after we reopened because people were afraid about getting back into person, you know. But we've been doing pretty good now.
Okay.
We have about 120 students.
Oh, wow.
In person, on site, and then online. Some of them in the country, some of them outside the country.
Okay. And what happens, I know you mentioned martial arts, but what exactly happens at Bushido?
Okay, so Bushido, it's the ancient Japanese martial arts.
Okay.
Meaning they use the variety of weapons, katana, bow and arrows, knives, nunchucks, bow staff,
and
so
forth.
So that's what was practiced by the samurai in the old days,
mm-hmm.
Until the 15th century. After the 15th or 16th century, they called it the old schools of martial arts. That's when other schools start driven from those arts. Nowadays, you hear karate, you hear taekwondo, or even like the use of the katana, they have different names for it. For now, it's kendo, or yaido, or batojutsu, and so forth. In the old days, it was kenjutsu or batojutsu. It was just one art, which is the use of the katanas. But today, because modern society, they don't have that mentality.
Right.
So they have it as more like just an art, a form. Something to demonstrate and just to show a skill.
Because you got to kind of dumb it down for us now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. at what age can people start going to classes?
So there is no age limit. The youngest we have is 3.5
Oh,
years
wow.
old, and the oldest we have is 88.
That is awesome.
Do they ever fight each other?
sometimes we put them as for the elder just to have that memory back that you know, you started that way. And
right.
for the youngest to just to know that I can go against somebody old and big
mm-hmm.
and
right.
I'm not scared. It's just right. to boost their self-esteem and confidence. So there is no age limit
sure.
in arts. That's why we call it martial arts. Once the age limit starts, that's a sport.
Okay.
As you have basketball, baseball, you have a sport. So when you say in martial arts, there's no age limit. That's why you have the 3 years old draw a picture to his mom. She's loved it, just like Picasso. Picasso draws and he's, both her arts.
Right.
Yes.
Right. That's cool. And you guys offer both private and group lessons.
Yes, a private and group. And we offer also a woman's self-defense. So that's every other week. It's just is more like casual training.
Yeah.
And just for like the community. We offered a free class for the community once every last Sunday of the month.
Okay, the last Sunday of the
yes,
month.
And that's a free for women's self-defense, but it depends on the availability because sometimes we get packed and we don't have a room for them.
Right.
To come in. Yes.
That's good to know. Along with learning skills, what other things do students gain and learn there?
So aside from the confidence, self-control, discipline, we don't give belts. We don't give colored belts. Mm-hmm. And this is how it was in Japan. So there's no colored belt where you give them a yellow belt, an orange belt. So in this way, they learn to focus on their work, the hard work, not just the belt.
Not
because
the belt,
nowadays,
right.
It's like, I need a black belt. And mm-hmm. it seems we associate people based on that color. And this is kind of a bit, you know, an issue we have.
Mm-hmm.
But if they come to the dojo and they know there is a ranking system, we have a ranking system
yeah.
where they go through exams and everything. But it's not because of the belt, it's because of the hard work. So they
right.
judge people and they see each other based on their performance, based on the work, not just the belt. So that's one of the things that we do focus on, where you come here not for the belt, just for the work. You do the work, you achieve your goal, and you move forward. And the best thing, the best one to ask is the students here, because I've been for 25 years in this field, but I remember how it was for me.
Right.
Because I was raised in Japan. I was born in Japan, so it's different from here.
You're from here,
yes.
right.
So the West, I think the best to ask Kirk and Emmanuel, they'll be able to tell you.
Awesome.
If they want to say anything about how the student feels.
Well, and you have some students outside of our
yes.
studio right now, which we will be doing a Facebook Live
yes.
coming up. So you can see that over at 102.3 XLC. Now, Kirk Emanuel, if you want to add anything to that before we let people know how they can get signed up and experience these classes.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, not having a belt system really does make a difference with your training because you don't go in with the mindset of, oh, these are all, excuse me. All the black belts, and you immediately would get intimidated or scared of them.
Mm-hmm.
No, you go in and you're willing to train and work with anybody, and it really, really boosts your confidence even more to a greater extent. You're willing to learn from anyone because then you learn to work with people of all different size, age, everything.
Right.
And it just, it's so rewarding.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Emmanuel, do you have anything to add to that?
Yes. In the training, I speak from my experience. It's the way I train is for the Bushido virtues, which are seven virtues, together with honor and dedication and all the, there are seven of them again. So it's all about gaining past that, like Kirk said. There's no belts. I don't feel intimidating when I walk in and there's a black belt and I just started. If you go with the right mindset, then you're starting to do the art itself. It's not like a training. You're now, everything is there, your mind, your focus, you know, and your day-to-day life accommodates
right.
all that, because basically that's what Bushido was. The way you're in the dojo, you have to be outside of the dojo with everybody, basically.
Now, how can someone sign up to experience these classes like Kirk and Emmanuel have? Do they need to just call? Is it online system?
Yes, so we work on online appointments or booking. So
okay.
if you give us a call, and then we just said, I would like to come in and just visit your facility or just have a free trial, we will absolutely do that. But just not to pack the class and
yeah.
interrupt the classes, we work on appointment basis.
Understandable.
So all they have to do, just give us a call. They can look us up by either BushidoKyokai.com or Bushido Association in Gurnee, and they'll get ahead quickly. Or the phone number 202-758-7057.
Bushido Kyokai.
Yes.
Bushido Kyokai.
Bushido Kyokai.
Bushido Kyokai.
Yes.
Okay.
There's no accent now.
There's no accent.
Yes.
Oh, thank you guys so much for coming in. Before I let you go, what's your Gurnee go to?
I think we pretty much Tina's go to Tina's Italian Bakery.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Tina's is also a favorite of many that come in here. Again,
yes.
We're going to be doing a Facebook Live video here momentarily. You could check that out on Facebook, obviously, over at 102.3 XLC. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.